The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a good weekend and you're ready to start the week all fresh and ready to go. Having a quick look right now across what has been a pretty progressive week for the bulls. It's not been overly bullish, but we've definitely seen some activity come back from, days of old, we shall say. Days of old being days when the markets used to pump pretty hard. I mean, we've seen Ripple do nearly a 3x in the space of a week. And at one stage, it had knocked Ethereum from its perch of second place within the crypto sphere. It had popped itself just above Ethereum. Now, what we have right now with Ripple sitting where it sits, it is in third place, but I tell you what, it's only $2 million behind Ethereum, and it looks poised to maybe knock Ethereum off its perch at number two. So an interesting week, definitely some money moving around. There's all sorts of rumor about Ripple and whatnot. I tend to stay away from those rumors and just focus on working the charts, and there have been some good opportunities. We've seen Stellar's also had a pretty good week as well. And it's continued actually over the weekend, which is quite rare. We saw Stellar have a good move on Friday. We saw a pullback on Saturday. But the day that was Sunday, still is Sunday, to be fair, on the candles, that's up 16.4%. Now, we had a trade on that against Ethereum a little while back. And although it has been a whippy, washy ride, it still is in the money and it's still looking good. So let's run through the top 10 now, because that's the way I like to kickstart the week. We go from Bitcoin here moving through the top 10. It's not in an uptrend on Bitcoin. The only reason it's not in an uptrend is because we had that spike candle back on the 19th of September last week, where we saw that quick bang bang spike up, spike down, Otherwise, if it wasn't for that, we would be in an uptrend. It doesn't look too bad. We keep on having these slight whippy candles. I don't quite understand why these are happening. I mean, they're sort of a really fast spike down and then back up to recover. There's one there on the 5-minute chart that I'm looking at right now. It traded at a low of 6,500 and ended up closing at 6,700. So just a little bit of erratic price action going on still across Bitcoin. Every now and again, we see a funny looking little spike there. Ethereum had a relatively boring sideways weekend. Saturday did see Friday did see some buying. Saturday saw it consolidate, and Sunday really not a great deal going on there. Ethereum right now, however, is in an uptrend. It needs to be said there is a higher low and a higher high there. It is still in a downtrend on the weekly that must be kept an eye on, but it is looking a little bit more positive for this week, just because we've started the week in an uptrend. We have not seen that on Ethereum for a very, very, very long time. Bitcoin Cash still looking pretty average, being sort of suppressed there. It's not moved a great deal off of 400. We're sitting at 485, down 0.2%. On yesterday. EOS really needs to break up through $6.50 for there to be any real strong bullishness. It is in an uptrend on the daily, and it has broken through a level of resistance. That resistance was at $5.53. We were watching that very, very carefully. The next level would be to push on to $6.50. That's the sort of thing I'm looking for. Ultimately, I'd love to see a bit of a pullback there, giving me a nice little cradle trade on maybe the 8, the 16, or the 12 hour. But for the time being, I'm going to have to be patient. Cardano, look, it's not looking too bad on the daily, actually. It's been in a nice uptrend. It's looking much, much more positive than many out there. So that's the 4-hour. I should be looking at the daily. Let me just change that up. Yes, on the daily, it's not looking as positive on the daily as what it was in the 4-hour, but it has had a nice run off of 60 cents. We're now sitting around 88 cents, up 6.5% right now as it stands. As I said, Lumen. Stellar Lumen has had a good run, and it is trending quite nicely there on that 4-hour. Really nice break of resistance, which was at 21 cents, and now we're sitting at 27.9. It did look likely to do that. There have been some opportunities to trade throughout that run there too. There's a nice little pullback there into the cradle zone on multiple time frames there on Stellar Lumen. Neo looking still a bit weak, to be honest with you. Probably one of the least exciting of the top 10. Actually, to confirm the least exciting, probably throw IOTA in there as well. Still rather sideways last week. Yes, it was a bullish week, but not by a great deal, and nothing too exciting. Ripple, I spoke of Ripple before. We were stalking Ripple at 28 cents as it broke up through resistance. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't get the trade. It did not set up exactly how I wanted it with the stop loss I wanted, but we peaked up around that 80 cent mark. spike from 28 cents. A very, very large move indeed. And it's definitely one I'm going to be keeping an eye on this week. I'm hoping to sort of see it consolidate a little bit or meander back down, giving opportunities. But it's not on the highest priority for me right now. I'm looking to get in before those moves, not during those moves. Litecoin also having a relatively boring period of time, except for last week we did see some bullishness coming in, and we have seen it daily-wise move into an uptrend with a higher low and a higher high. So across the board, there certainly isn't any strong consensus for direction just yet. We are definitely starting to see some more opportunity to the bulls coming back in. We're starting to see some more money pour back in. I mean, the total market cap right now is at $224 billion. At the start of the week, we were sitting at about $200 billion. So we've added $25 billion to the market, slightly over 10% market cap as a whole. This must be seen as a positive thing, and we must be positioning ourselves to take advantage of these types of moves. Now, of course, as I say often, it's up to you as to what you do, and I hope you do very well with it. Have a strategy, plan your strategy, and jump across to the Trader Cobb website right now and get yourself on that weekly newsletter. Guys, one thing to help support us, to help grow us, and I do this not for money on the podcast. I do this because I enjoy it. It's good fun, and I want to keep you guys across everything. Please, to support us, our sort of program, support us going forward, I'd love it if you could just please go across, share this, like the podcast, give it a rating, write a review. That'd be fantastic. It helps us massively. It helps us with the rankings too. And share it across your socials, your Slack groups, anywhere you possibly can. Anything that you can do to help grow this and to spread the word, I'd be so appreciative, guys. So thank you so much. Have a great day. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.